Sports.com.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later,
all right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and tonight we're coming to you from two different locations, and we're grateful that you're with us. Kevin McCullough in New York, in the every weekend studios of the Extreme Media Crew, and down there in Dallas, Texas, where they talk all long and drawn out like, it's Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah, we're just out here in Dallas-Fort Worth for some of our people over here.
But it's Saturday night, and here we are. Man, Stephen, we were gone last week because our vice president of operations and programming got married to the lovely Ray, and now the lovely Ray Quinones and Mr. Ivan Quinones are still away happily on their honeymoon, and so we had the weekend off. But the last time we were together, I was just realizing this, was the weekend that Rick Warren's son passed away.
Yeah.
We skipped last week, and then holy cannoli, what happened in the last 7 days? What you've got the Gosnell trial, you've got the explosion in Texas, you've got the Midwest completely flooded, like half Chicago's missing, and then you had the bombing in Boston, you know, capping off the week, capturing the sucker last night. What's going on? The world was coming to an end.
Well, you know, this is the kinder, gentler Baldwin McCullough here in 2013. So we're not going to say things like the world's coming to an end, even though the world is coming to an end. We're just going to say that, you know, there's all the more reason for y'all to be listening to this program every Saturday night, because maybe the world's coming to an end.
Oh, and I forgot the most tragic thing of all. See, we had 3 dead and 186 people injured in Boston, and 15 dead and 180 people injured in West Texas. But the most tragic thing of last week was Stephen Baldwin getting kicked off Celebrity Apprentice.
Well, I think if we prioritized all those things, you know, we got to be careful with...
I don't think anybody thinks I'm being serious.
Oh, okay.
Especially you.
Well, let's run down all the bad things that happened. There's a horrible West Texas thing, which was terrible.
Right. And you're only about, by the way, where you are, you're only about 60 miles from where that took place.
Sure.
It's just north of Waco. It's between Waco and Dallas.
By the way, you had the earthquake in China just now, which is going to be devastating.
I did not hear about that. That just happened?
Oh, yeah. Just had an earthquake in China like this morning or something like that.
I didn't plug into the news today because I've been so sick of everything else that I wanted to just hang with the boys.
Okay, so let me add onto that. But all these, I guess probably the least important of all of this week's tragedies was my being fired by Mr. Trump. I think it's safe to say that.
Well, wait, which is more important, you or the potheads shooting at each other in Denver today?
Is that what is? I'm just looking at the pictures of that right now, homie, and it's like
reminds you of 20 years ago, right?
Well, one thing will definitely, in all that's changing in our world, one thing will not change here at Baldwin McCullough Live, and that is we hope to be at our very best in pursuing the sensibility of common sense logic. And if you look at some of these photos from the Denver pot rally, I mean, photos of obviously underage kids that are there smoking dope and all this other stuff. So how in a relatively decent logical culture that we call America, people are tolerating this type of a movement. I don't know. I just, and if they legalize it in some place, forget the medical marijuana, if it becomes legal in certain states, people are going to die, period.
Yeah, well, Denver, as soon as Colorado did legalize it in this last election, they started, you know, putting this, Colorado's now a destination for potheads. And so,
let me
say something.
Colorado's going to get what it voted for.
I was noticing this one picture. The Associated Press has this picture. They're all in Denver. Tens of thousands smoking marijuana, listening to live music. It seems a bit hazy.
Well, yeah, and that's like, what I was wondering. There's a great shot here on the homepage of AOL.com, and it says, shots fired at Denver pot rally, two reportedly injured. And I'm hoping the haze over the crowd is tear gas, because if it's not, then...
That's a bunch of secondhand pot smoke, I think.
If that is actually a photo of pot smoke that is causing a haze over the crowd of what seems to about, it looks like it's about 10,000 in the photo, which I guess it could be if 10,000 people are, you know, simultaneously smoking marijuana. But, I mean, that'll just be hilarious.
Yeah, until somebody dies, then it won't be so funny anymore.
Exactly.
Anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's one of the worst news weeks I remember in the history of our show. I mean, we weren't on the air September 11th because that predated us significantly. But I don't remember a worse series of stories, just tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. And tonight, I got to tell you, Stephen, I was on the air in Los Angeles last night, and we were tracking every 5 minutes when they would make some announcement about what was going on with the boat, and Jaron or whatever his name is was in the boat,
right.
And Jakar, that's his name. He was in the boat. And they had it surrounded, but they bring in the robot because his buddy had an IED on him, and they didn't know if maybe he was going to try to blow himself up too. So they checked it out. Evidently, they didn't think there was an IED on it. And it turns out they were able to get him into custody. And last night, the big relief, and you could feel like the whole country exhale at the same time, was when the radios, the police radios across Watertown said, suspect number two in custody, suspect number
right.
two in custody. And I think everybody in America will remember where they are when they heard that phrase for the first time. But today, there's more information, of course, being made about the two brothers. Like, evidently, these two guys, they go and they do this on Monday. And the guy that's in the iconic photo of the tragedy, and that's the guy that's in the wheelchair, he's holding his leg. He's being pushed by one first responder, pulled by another in the wheelchair, and then there's a guy in a cowboy hat that's at his side. The guy in the cowboy hat is a guy who lost his son in either Afghanistan or Iraq, and he's been handing out American flags at all the big national primetime events ever since then. He was handing out flags to people as they were completing the marathon. He's the one that helped get this guy in a wheelchair and get him there. This guy in the wheelchair is the guy that gave the police the clues.
Right.
Because the guy dropped the backpack directly in front of his legs, looked him dead in the eye, and, of course, he went into immediate shock when he had his legs blown off. But when he came to, he wrote 8 words. Bag. Saw the guy. Looked right at me. And then within a period of time, as they were narrowing down pictures and who got where, and that was a huge thing, because now they know where he was in the crowd. They could go back and look at videotape that showed that. Lo and behold, there's one of these two dudes that comes and drops a backpack right there. And, this guy lost his legs in the explosion, but it was because of his ability to remember that we were able to catch these guys so quick. And when you contrast that and how that guy had to live Tuesday through Friday of this week compared to what Jakar did. Now, you know what Jakar did?
He went to school.
He started tweeting. Yeah, he went back to school where he's been flunking. He's got seven classes that he's failing or making D's or worse in. But then he went to sleep. He went to sleep in the dorm. He went to a party. He was tweeting, "Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Stay safe, people," which I guess is a Jay-Z song or something. But it's like this dude had no remorse in anything that, that had happened.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the rest of the world was falling apart for many, you know, 186 families that had people that were affected by this.
Yeah, and that's, you know, when you think about all this, that's the, I guess, part, you know, almost the creepiest part of this whole thing is how in these types of scenarios people just can disconnect like that. Apparently he went to school. He went to a couple parties, like either the night of, the night after. I don't know what the sequential time reality was. And then in the capturing of him, Kevin, a couple other...
Well, hold that thought, Stephen, because when we come back, we want to pick it up from there. And we want to ask you a question at 888-340-3373. Should he get Miranda rights? That's the big debate now. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, "We don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare," they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.d.o.t.x.com. Redress equals solution.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and we are glad that you're with us on Saturday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, and live across the country. Welcome to SiriusXM listeners, and welcome to people on 328 great radio stations all across the country, the stations like KKVV in Las Vegas and KFNX in Phoenix, Arizona, and, of course, our big flagship, AM 970, The ANSA,
yeah,
in New York. He's Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and the now ex-contestant on Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars.
I'm devastated.
You should be.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Trump, you know, you should have just been nice to Mr. Trump, and then you'd still be on the show.
Oh, come on. Is there really such a thing?
You've just been a little more kiss-up to Mr. Trump.
As an all-star celebrity competitor.
Well, here's what you shouldn't have done,
is there really
dude.
Such a thing as being nice to Mr. Trump? I disagree.
Here's the thing. I know that you thought Gary did better than normal, okay? You thought Busey did better than he had done in weeks past.
Right.
And being, you know, a deferential guy the way you are, you didn't want to, like, you know, not recognize that. But you don't call any of your fellow competitors amazing.
Well, with that in mind, you know, part of playing the game, which perhaps, if not certainly now, I thought kind of complimenting Gary in the boardroom might have been a smart strategy, because, you know, because Mr. Trump likes...
Note to self, stay away from ideas Stephen thinks is smart.
Yeah, okay. Working on it.
You thought it was smart? You got fired!
I know, anyway, I know.
It was still a good run. You had a good run, pal.
Hey, made $50,000 for Mom's Carol Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. And then, of course, in the famous, now famous limo ride after the firing, had some choice words about Mr. Trump that...
But I saw the headlines. You guys kissed and made up this week.
Yeah, we made up.
You're all good. So you can now be invited back to the live finale.
I hope so.
Anyway, yeah, that was the first thing of this last week that was... in prime time, with Stephen getting knocked off of Celebrity Apprentice. But and dude, I thought your film was better than theirs.
Of course.
I thought, anybody else in the room agree with me on that? Was Stephen's short film, Jackie says yes. Nick's not answering, and Owen didn't see it, so.
Wait a second, whoa, I'm sorry. I think my microphone broke up there. Did you say Jackie agreed with you?
She said that she liked your film better than the other one, yes.
Wow!
Yeah. Why would she not like your film? It was a better film.
Well, because it's Jackie. She's tough to please.
Yeah. So, on to tonight.
Jumping right back into where I was going before the break. First of all, again, you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. And, Kevo, I thought, like you said, they sent the robot in and this, but I thought the infrared imaging was awesome.
Yeah, I mean...
From a helicopter.
Crime solving now is a lot different than it was, you know, in the 1950s. I mean,
exactly.
Dragnet had nothing on these guys.
Yeah, and then the other thing, well, you know, more, I'm going to make two observations right now. More than anything, I love how America rallied around trying to get these, you know what,
yeah.
You know.
Amen to that.
Number one, I mean, people, do you realize they had, when they sent out the request for the general public to send images that were around, they got 2 terabytes worth of images, like within the first day,
right,
which was awesome. But then the other very touching thing for me, brother, was, you know, when the night they caught this guy, which was last night, do you realize that there were 2,000 1,000 police officers on the scene from other towns that
other
had come
states.
From. Oh, yeah.
Other states.
Oh, yeah.
New Hampshire, New York, Vermont, Maine, Connecticut, Rhode Island.
Isn't that awesome?
Leave out? Delaware.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
All sent people. And, yeah, they needed that because yesterday they basically shut down a city.
Yeah.
And everybody had to stay home. They were told to stay inside their homes. They were told not to come outside, not to turn the lights on, not to go to the door, not to answer the door unless it was a policeman. I mean, the danger that these two posed, and you know, now that you read the guy's Twitter feed and you go, man, he felt nothing. These
yeah.
guys felt absolutely zilch about what they had done.
Now you watch, Kevin. Here I go again. I'm gonna light the fuse and then run like I did when I was a little kid on 4th of July, lighting the mat of firecrackers. But you watch now with what will happen legally with this kid, this young man, 19 years old. You know, what are they going to classify him as this? They're going to do this. We're going to spend so much tax money on this and that, the other thing. And the case that the defending law team will build is, wasn't his fault. He was brainwashed by his brother, who's now dead. So we can't, confirm anything.
Well, and have you heard the latest of that?
No.
He might not have actually been shot by the gunshots that were exchanged. His brother might have driven over him in the getaway car. That broke today. this story just gets... Ugh.
Yeah, but I got to tell you something, Kevin. First of all, it's already been revealed they had been watching the brother for years.
Right.
Okay, so that's another whole topic of conversation. Like, what was it that, he was doing that they were watching him, and why didn't they ship him out of here before he could have done something like this?
He spent 6 months in Kyrgyzstan and evidently being mentored by these guys that were just up to no good at all. So we had reason to be watching him, but I guess prior to this, he hadn't done anything criminal, so
yeah.
it's hard to expel people when they haven't actually done something.
I can tell you right now, it's going to be completely unacceptable if this kid, in his own defense, starts to turn around and say, "Oh well, I was influenced by my brother. He threatened to kill me if I didn't do it." Blah blah. Doesn't matter. He did it.
Right, right, right. Well, they did it together, and there's no doubt about that. And this kid's 19, so it's not like he's, a small child that can be brainwashed. Here's what we want to know, though. The new debate now is, should he have been given his Miranda rights? Should he be tried as a civil criminal, or should he be tried as an enemy combatant? This is a big debate going on in Washington, D.C. Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Kelly Ayotte, all weighing in on this. Peter King weighing in on it as well. But I want to know what you think. 888-340-3373, the captured terrorist of the bombing from the Boston Marathon, should he be tried as a civic criminal? And in Massachusetts, you would not be eligible for the death penalty because they don't have the death penalty for private sector criminals. Or should he be tried as an enemy combatant, throw the military law code at him, and fry his backside if he's found guilty, which he's on videotape dropping the bomb. What do you think? 888-340-3373. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. We're coming right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It
improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
986.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Tonight from New York and Dallas combined. Not just one place.
Yeah, we're, you know, as you thank goodness for the fabulous technology that we can incorporate here on the best 2 hours on a Saturday night you're ever going to have.
And by the way, we want to say thank you to our tremendous sponsor, AMAC, because while claiming to represent their members, the opposing organization, AARP, did something that most of their members opposed. They actually supported Obamacare when the majority of their members said, don't do that. But the reason was that AARP was promised a bribe of $1 billion from the taxpayers by the president to support his health care plan. Well, a lot of people felt betrayed by that, and they are learning about the alternative for people that believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. That alternative is AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the leading alternative for adults over 50. They offer united voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, insurance, travel, all less than a dollar a month. So go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. That's AMAC.us or 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. AMAC is better, better for you, and better for America. All right, Stephen, we're talking about this story, and you were the one that kind of picked up on this, but there's a controversy brewing about how this guy should be tried. Tell us the details.
Well, just for clarification from the Stevie B perspective, you know, you said, should it be like a civilian trial or enemy combatant, which means military law comes into it. And that's really, you know, for me, where this issue now becomes open to the American public. And we'd like to hear from all of you out there. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
Here's a couple of the differences. If they try him as a criminal in the state of Massachusetts, it's my understanding they don't have the death penalty in Massachusetts. So the criminal activity could only go to life in prison as a punishment. But if they try him as an enemy combatant, as someone who has declared war against America and engaged in warlike acts against America, then he could be tried under military code and he could be executed. Capital punishment could come into play. Now, Stephen and I are asking you, what's your perspective on this? What would you prefer to see happen? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But should the lone bomber be tried as a criminal or as a combatant? What's your opinion? 888-340-3373. Go ahead.
And with that in mind, is a similar thought, which is, forget about it. He's 19. Whether his older brother influenced him or not, should this kid get fried? Should they hang him? Do we hang in America still? By the way,
no, we don't.
Oh, okay. Well. We might.
We barely put him on the electric chair anymore. It's usually a very nice, peaceful drifting off to sleep with some poison in your arm.
Okay, so do we whack him that way, or interesting? You know, which I have an opinion one way on this, which I'll give later on. I'm not going to tell anybody now. Or do we keep him alive to study him and, you know, search, you know, where they're going to search his laptops and all that kind of figure out where he went and who he connected. You know, our guys will figure that out. And then some of our special forces will probably retaliate about that. God bless them. But my point is, should we fry him or study him?
Well, and here's the thing. I got home from the broadcast last night and I walked in the front door and all I said to the lovely bride was, suspect number two is in custody. And she kind of raised her arm above her head like, yeah, we did it. And she said, you know, I don't understand, though, why all the intention to take him alive. She said, why didn't we just, he doesn't deserve to live. Why didn't they just, you know, shoot first and ask questions later? Reminder, Stephen, don't make the lovely bride mad at any time.
But I was just going to say, have I told you lately how much I love your wife? Please continue.
Anyway, but I said to her, I said, sweetie, understand this. Since his brother died, he's the only connection we have to how this got done. And if there is any way we can find out. Now, finding the brother's laptop and his laptop, there's probably some communication trails that we'll be able to run through there. But this guy is a good asset and needed to be taken into custody. But I think as soon as we harvest all the information that's in his, you know, pea-brained little head of his, I think that it's time to, you know, put him on death row and then watch the day come when justice is returned to the families who lost, especially the 8-year-old, this last Monday in Boston. Your thoughts, 888-340-3373.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults. If you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text fuse. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Kevin McCullough sent you. Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern. We're grateful that you're with us each and every week. And if you want to listen to us online, it's baldwinmccullough.com. Easy way to find us each week. And on great radio stations across the country and Sirius XM, Channel 131. We're grateful to be coming to you wherever you're finding us at. Thank you for taking us with you. What we're talking about is the big story of the week. They have taken Zhukar Tsarnaev into, and I'm not drunk, that's I'm just trying to pronounce his name the best I can, Zhukar Tsarnaev. They took him into custody last night. Suspect number two is in custody. And we're asking you, the controversy is, should he be read his Miranda rights like a common criminal, tried as a common criminal in the United States, or should he be declared an enemy combatant and treated under the similar ways that we are treating other war on terror captives that we have taken captive. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. By the way, he's Stephen Baldwin, and I'm Calvin McCullough. We're glad you're with us. Okay, Stephen, you want to go to calls?
Yeah, sorry, buddy. I paused there because I wasn't sure if...
That's okay.
We were jumping in. Yeah, let's definitely go to the call. I understand we got a young man on the line here that's in favor of try him as a combatant. Let's go to Randall, line two.
In Lakeland, Florida. Hi, Randall.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. There's two concerns, great concerns here, this horrible terrorist attack. First, if we can prove beyond reasonable doubt that he acted in the realm of a jihadist, him and his brother, then definitely we should be trying him as an enemy combatant, and they should not give him the rights of a U.S. citizen as far as Miranda rights are concerned. But there's two big concerns I have with both of those areas. Is first, basically, due process of law, where that applies, and another concern is even more important, in my opinion, is people just seem to forget we're at war at this very moment in Afghanistan against those that committed a jihadist act on us on 9/11.
Well, and ironically, Randall, one of the things that they're saying was the kind of motivation for these brothers, especially the older one, was that he kind of... But both of them have expressed publicly that they didn't like the U.S.'s involvement in Afghanistan or Iraq. And, you know, Iraq, there's a bigger debate about. But Afghanistan, we didn't have the right to defend ourselves after 9/11. He's saying that he's on the side of the people that we went to war with to settle that score. That sounds like he's talking from the other side. Stephen, what do you think?
Yeah. well, I tend to not try to analyze it as deeply as a whole lot of other folks. And I think what's wrong in America today is, you know, you start to get into these thoughts about it. People, can you hear me on this microphone? He went and trained as a terrorist, then came here and blew up a bomb in Boston. He's a terrorist. You know, let's try him as a combatant and then do the justice deserved.
Now, Randall, any response to that?
Yeah, amen with that, Stephen. You know, I'm not privy to a lot of the information that you guys have, especially with the platform that y'all have. But there's another thing that is a concern with me, and it seems like people just seem like they have dismissed this Saudi national that was in prison, the first person of interest, and his al-Qaeda ties with actually the al-Qaeda leader of Yemen. He's actually related to him, from far as my understanding goes, and it goes in a little bit further than that, you know, far as supporting trying him under a war enemy.
Well, I haven't, Randall, first of all, I do try to pay attention to the details of stories as they come across, and I haven't seen that confirmed, that the Saudi national had ties to the Yemeni terror network. But one thing that was abundantly clear, they went to the guy's apartment. They took out, you know, some computers and some other things. Evidently, they found bupkis in his stuff, and you can't keep him. So whether they deported him or not, and there were actually two different Saudi nationals that were discussed, and the one that got deported was different than the original person of interest, and people got that confused as well. Those were actually two different guys. So we want to be accurate. But there's no doubt, Randall, that we got the right guy. And this is how airtight the case is against Zhakar Tsarnaev. There's a video camera viewpoint that was pointed directly at the spot of the bomb. And they have not released this footage to the public, but from my understanding, from people that have seen it, it shows in clear, plain sight, high-quality video, one of these guys coming up, dropping the bag, making his way, you know, filtering off through the crowd. Moments later, it goes off. And you know who's right by the bag when it goes off? Martin Richard, the 8-year-old, is standing just, from what I understand, to the left of the bag. He's the one who died. the one whose legs were blown off and is in that photo that ended up identifying the two guys, is the one that the bag is directly in front of, directly. And he lived. He lost both legs, but he lived, and he was able to, in his first, coming out of his first stupor, say, bag, saw the guy drop it, looked in my eye. We probably caught this guy because that guy focused through the pain that he was in when he woke up and gave us those details. But long story short, I this is a slam dunk case. There's no way that you can argue that he did it. Now, if he gets off from this, it's like what Steven said earlier. And thank you, Randall, for the call. Here's what bothers me, Steven. There will be some hotshot lawyer that will see an entire, like, O.J. Simpson-like moment in his career waiting for him if he can get this kid off. You know, he'll make a name for himself forever and a day being the best attorney that ever lived because he defended the terrorist and the terrorist didn't die. And I don't want any Americans defending the guy. You know, let him go find a Kyrgyzstan lawyer or something. But you're un-American if you take this guy's case in my book.
I couldn't agree with you more. And then from another perspective, they'll say you couldn't be any more American taking the guy. Get innocent until
we're not talking about what Alec would say. I'm talking about... Even Jackie laughed at that one. So we're going to take more of your calls. There's one phone line open, 888-340-3373. Is he a criminal or is he a combatant? When we continue.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
86.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. And we've already had several interesting phone calls. We got anybody on the line now, Kevo?
Yeah, let's go to Bill in Indiana. Bill, welcome. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Are you catching us online on Sirius or on radio tonight?
So I'm on radio tonight, Kevin, and sure appreciate your program. I only saw parts of you once before, and I've seen Steve on TBN a few times. And I guess there's a lot of background noise music there. But anyway, my take on this, and I'm an evangelical Christian. I'm a former Marine officer, combat veteran, and I want to see these guys get their just dues. But it seems like there's a trend that we have to be careful of. Obama recently has started drone attacks on, you know, American citizens overseas because he thinks they're terrorists. And I'm sure we have to trust his good judgment on that. But I'm a little reluctant to just wash this guy away into the military court side of things. And, you know, I've taken prisoners and been down that road and everything else, too. But the guy is an American citizen, and the danger here is who are we going to label as terrorists?
Bill, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, and I want to back up just a touch, because you brought up the drone strikes. And the drone strikes did take the lives of two technically American citizens. But they were people that had declared war against America, had taken up sympathies with our enemies, and were acting in cooperation with our enemies to carry out actions against us. You think you still get to maintain your rights as a citizen if you basically commit treason?
No, I'm just saying that I don't trust Obama, and when where's it going to stop? So right
well,
now,
but okay, if you brought it up in the context of something else that didn't have all of the support information that I just made available, I would agree with you. But I don't have a problem with guys that are joining the jihadists dying in drone strikes when we take out their headquarters. We didn't attack them just because Americans were there. Those two Americans happened to be around when our bombs hit all of the jihadists that were in the area.
My big concern is this.
Okay.
The Homeland Security labeled veterans on the potential terrorist list. They've labeled evangelical Christians.
Okay, now you're bringing up good stuff, Bill. And you know what? We're up against a hard break. I need you to hold on. It's going to be a few minutes. We'll take you again out of the top of the next hour. But I want you to complete that thought, because you're really on to a legitimate point there. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night from New York. Tonight also coming to you from Dallas. And we continue in a moment.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.